Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Oy.
Another trip.
Yeah.
And there's what in the outhouse?
Spiders
in the outhouse.
Yes.
That's not the poem we're playing from Pat Richardson this week.
We can't
play that one on the air. As a matter of fact, I do not think there is a recorded version of anywhere. I don't believe there is.
Not.
It used to be one of his favorites to tell us when we were just around sitting around there. But
And he would draw pictures as he recited these poems.
And some of the pictures are, you can't show to anybody.
Well, and we've got them in a safe place.
We do.
In the file.
That's right. In the file cabinet.
For posterity.
Under lock and key. Yeah. Can you imagine our kids are going to go through that file cabinet someday and go, what in the world? Oh, dear. Okay.
I especially like these duck.
The duck hunters. Duck hunters. Yep. All right. We better go on with some poetry.
Oh, dear. Let's get him on here. Let's do it.
Pat Richardson's riding along with us. This is The Singing Cowboy.
It was toward the end of April, and the snow was mostly gone, and the horses were all shedding winter hair, when a stranger rides in one day on a real nice buckskin horse and asks me if I got a smoke to spare. Well, I offered him the makings, and he rolled himself a smoke. Says, "Much obliged. They call me Guitar Bob." And I notice on his pack horse was a guitar in a case, and I ask him if he's looking for a job. "Well, I guess I sort of am," he says. "I'm getting pretty broke, and I figure I could help you for a while." "Can you play that guitar?" I ask him, pointing to the case. And he says, "Some folks say I can," and then just smiled. I could tell he was a cowboy, just the way he set his horse, and I told him we could use an extra hand. 'Cause with spring work underway, there's a million things to do, and it won't be long before we start to brand. Now, I sure like guitar music, and it's my second favorite thing, and I can hardly wait to hear him play. 'Cause it's soothing to the nerves, and it makes it easy to relax. It's the almost perfect ending to a day. That night when we'd had supper and the cook apologized, I asked him, "What's the chance to hear you play?" Well, he said, "It's pretty good if you'll forgive a few mistakes, 'cause I don't get time to practice every day." That's a real good sign, I'm thinking. I don't like a guy that brags, and I offered to bet money he played well. Nobody took that bet, and I still thank my lucky stars, 'cause the racket he starts making sounds like hell. I don't think he tuned that guitar since he'd bought it off the rack, and his singing was off key and out of time. He sounded like a bullfrog coming off a 3-day drunk, and in his version, most the words don't even rhyme. Well, he knew 47 verses to Little Joe the Wrangler, and he sang all 47 bad and loud. He took those happy cowboys that ain't all that hard to please, and transformed them to a restless, angry crowd. He was almost half an hour into Rose of San Antone when old Shorty pulled a gun and shot him dead. And I kind of hate to say it, but we'd sort of egged him on, though "don't miss him" is the only thing we'd said. We told the sheriff it was suicide, and damn sure didn't lie. It's the only possible excuse for what he'd done. 'Cause he must have known the outcome, screwing up them sacred songs, and a crowd of music lovers packing guns.
You know, that old boy was just a heck of a poet, heck of a cowboy.
What a mind.
Heck of a guy. You know, you think my mind is a little demented. You wouldn't want to spend much time in the chasms of his brain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't want to walk a mile in his moccasins.
I don't know
just
if
spend
you'd,
a minute in his brain.
I don't know if you'd ever get out of there
dear
unscathed.
Ooh,
yes.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're enjoying what we did.
Reminiscing.
In 2023, right? Yep. I really and truly enjoyed the show that we did on Remembering D-Day.
Yeah, that was interesting. You know, that was educational for me.
It really was. And every once in a while, you know, even a blind hog finds an acorn.
Right.
And we remembered that it was
exactly.
D-Day. Usually the date goes by and we think, oh,
we should...
Well, what we usually forget is Mother's Day.
And right.
And then we have to forget Father's Day on purpose because we forgot Mother's Day. And you can't do a Father's Day show without doing a Mother's Day show.
That's right. Yeah. Fair play.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, we find lightning struck.
You did.
And we did a show on Remembering D-Day.
Yeah, that was a good memorable show. Yeah.
The Greatest Generation.
Oh, yeah.
And I will argue that with anyone.
Me too.
You bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and if you want to argue, we'll strip to the waist and go at it.
We'll go to the gravel. Absolutely right. You betcha. Well, I was just reminiscing. I was down in Oakley last weekend and went up to the great cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Went up and saw Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Went up and saw Grandmas and Grandpas too.
And
was just plumb proud with the World War II marker that was at the foot of our father's grave.
That's my screensaver.
Is it really?
I got a picture of it. Yeah.
Nice.
That's my screensaver.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Then walked across the road to Grandpa Frank's and saw his World War One.
Yeah.
Yeah, marker at the foot of his grave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and oh man. I tell you what.
What a legacy they passed on.
It is. And it's amazing to think that you and I have a grandfather who was born in 1878.
Right.
We're not that old. Well, okay, maybe we are.
Oh, we're getting there.
We're getting closer.
We're getting
there. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That beard of yours is looking a lot like Santa Claus.
I know. I'm telling you what. Well, you know, this I am in the last phase.
You are.
I am.
You are. You got one.
First, you believe in Santa Claus, then you don't believe in Santa Claus, then you are Santa Claus. Then you look like Santa Claus. I am in phase number four of that one.
Well, and I'm not a bit gray.
Oh, no, heavens no.
No.
Yeah, well, at least still I got hair on my head.
Mine slipped off.
Yeah, it's starting to slide, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the D-Day show.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
That was awesome. And right before that, we had a show titled How Lucky Are We?
How Lucky. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and we have to stop and remember that.
All right. Think about your poor little first world problems.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
Let's go back to that. And we mentioned this. We have always had clean drinking water.
Hadn't worried about the water we drink.
We have always had food to eat.
Good food.
We have been hungry, but we have never known hunger.
Right.
And we say that frequently here, but there's a reason why. How lucky are we?
Well, and if our shoes got holes in them, we would want it that way.
That fact.
They're comfortable that way.
Right. There you go. No, finally broke in.
But
right?
there's a lot of people in this beautiful earth that
don't have shoes.
Don't even have a holy shoe.
We need to end the show, brother.
What?
Yeah. New West is riding along with us. This is Wild Places.
20 years of wandering and drifting with the wind. Wrote for every outfit that cared to take me in. Not a dime to show for all the places that I've been. I'm traveling again. Sometimes on a quiet night when the shadows settle in, you can hear your heartbeat and the voices start again. Why'd you leave it all behind, boy, when you know what might have been? And I'm traveling again to those wild places, so high and so lonesome. It's there I can find some peace for my silence caresses like young tender kisses. So soft and satin skin, sweet smell on a love night, and we swore it never end. Young lovers never stop to think the change is in the wind. But I'm rambling on again. Thought I needed time to think and room to move and grow. Headed out to make a life in a traveling rodeo. Next thing I remember, I'm alone and growing old, and I'm traveling, still traveling, always traveling.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
We're going to have to put that one as one of the best next year.
What's
right?
That?
The 2024 best.
Ever. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there, yeah right, yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still going back to how lucky are we.
Well, let's do it. Yeah, that's right. We are so lucky.
Here we are. Let's see. Oh, note to self.
Note to self. Yeah. That was a good one.
I enjoyed that one, yeah, yeah. Note to self, don't do this or do that, yeah. Note to self. And, of course, good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun.
I still remember Cousin Rodney's poem.
Yeah,
good clean fun.
With the droopy.
Yeah, we played that on that show. Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you know what a droopy is, send us an email.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of words that we use that people are going, what?
Huh?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Right? And being farriers and novice blacksmiths, don't pick that up.
Don't touch that.
Don't pick that up. If you're working around an anvil and there's metal on the ground,
don't pick
that. It's hot.
Yeah.
It is
don't
hot.
Don't touch that.
Okay? Yeah, right. Yeah. Don't touch that. And that's when all the wheels came off.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And at about that time, all the wheels fell off.
Right.
Yeah.
Which preceded, ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. And then we moved on to the next thing.
And the next thing.
All right. One of my absolute favorite things I learned from my farrier.
That was Sammy's idea.
That was Sam's idea, wasn't
he
it?
Come up with that one.
I mean, that one's like right up there in the top for me.
Yeah.
And then number one for me was, are you kidding me? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You're killing me.
Are you kidding
me? Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. It was a fun year.
It was.
Yep.
Yeah, looking back, it was a good year.
It was. Looking forward to 2024.
Absolutely.
That's right. Hey, and folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk a little about punctuation.
How important is that?
Yeah, saves lives. So stay tuned.
I will.
Folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, that was the best one of 2023.
That was a long yearling right there.
No doubt.